Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your number one entertainment show in Tampa Bay now on Monday. Lights, camera, action. It's Hollywood Connections.
Hi, welcome to the show, and I'm just getting everything set up here. I am Dawn Reese, your host, and tune in because we have some exciting opportunities for you to be in the entertainment industry, music, singers, actors. Oh my gosh, we have so many connects for you tonight. Stay tuned, and you can also watch the rerun on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube. Lisa, you're going to kick off the song with a
Kick
song.
Off the show with a song, song with a song.
Sing with a song.
And a partridge in a pear tree. I'm going to sing America the Beautiful, and I'm going to do it a cappella. And I was supposed to do it in a special virtual beach party, and I became ill. So I just feel with everything going on, I really put it, God put it on my heart to sing this song. So I'm going to sing it, and hopefully I'll do a great job. But like I said, we're going to start a cappella, so here we go.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Who more than self their country love and mercy more than life? America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Whoa, whoa, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Sorry for the mess up there, guys. My glasses, but thank you for the cheers.
Yay, cheers.
There you go. But
so in the meantime, our comedian that was supposed to be here tonight is, something had happened. He'll be actually here at the end of the month. So we're excited. He's an actual from the National Comedy Hall of Fame. And he's also a magician and he's also a comedian. So in the meantime, me and Lisa are going to talk and have some fun. We haven't chatted and just talked with you.
No, we haven't. What's been, this whole new world and new normal, and I'm so glad that, you know, a lot of places were able to open up this past Friday. You know, we are sponsored by restaurants and bars, at least,
right.
You know, I have, you know, many sponsors, and they've been closed, and a few places, you know, as sad as it is, they're unable to open back up just from these few months. So I'm really, really hoping that, you know, little by little, we can start, you know, getting back to whatever type of normal we're going to have now.
Right. Well, you know, in the meantime, a lot of people in the film industry, I've got some updates with some things that are happening. We had a top talent agent here, Keith, from Alexa Model and Talent Agency a couple weeks ago. And Keith is amazing. And he actually signed a bunch of people that were on the air with us. And I'm signed with him as well. And there's a lot of castings I'm noticing coming in virtually.
Yes.
So that's number one, is if you need an agent, we have one. And then we have a SAG agent under our show that we work all over the United States with. So I actually have found a lot of talent on TikTok as well. Of course,
yes.
We're live, and we actually have a singer calling in at 6:30, I think 5:30 her time or so, and we're going to play her music. So much talent out there. And then also, if somebody's interested, you can go to frcasting.com, and frcasting is an amazing opportunity for you to get signed up for extra work for TV and film. Now, of course, if you're watching this from all over the world on the World Wide Web on Tantalk Radio Network, we also have, you know, you've got Central Casting in LA, you've got Central Casting in New York, you've got now Central Casting in Louisiana. So those are extra places for you in those areas. But with the SAG agent under our show, I have all the paperwork. Did you fill that out yet?
Of course not.
Lisa!
No, it's crazy.
No.
I'm like, I'm supposed to do something, but, you know, you send me a whole bunch of stuff. But that's okay. That's my own fault for not, you know, following through. That's the
procrastination. Well, the thing is, I got to hook you up with Donna, because what happened was we had, you know, our last guest on here. He got the paperwork.
Right.
We have to do another conference call, and then we also have to get him on, sign up with CastNet and the Actors Access. And that's where things start happening. Your photo's out there, and then you're starting to get emails on there as well. And so that's kind of what's happening. FRcasting.com. You have to say Holly Forever Zero. I'm live on the air, 106.1 FM. Sent some TikToks for us.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know what? I got to show everybody. You know, Lisa, we are live on the air. And,
yes.
You know, a lot of people don't realize what's happening on TikTok.
No.
And so how are you doing on TikTok?
You told me things were happening, so to be careful and do this. And I'm like, I just mastered Facebook, and now. I'm working on it. So, oh, hey.
Well, you know what? I want to thank all the TikTokers out there. Look what came
yes.
in today. A couple weeks ago, we had what I do with my TikTok money. people go, what do you mean TikTok money? It turns into money from PayPal, then you can cash out at $50. Well, all the TikTokers that were actually there, remember the little girl? Oh my gosh, we got another one here. It's amazing. Thank you so much. We have Mrs. Indiana. Woohoo!
Ooh, oh, Mrs. Indiana.
She called in.
Yeah,
she's adorable. Yay. We're trying to get her as a reporter.
Yes.
So look at this. This little girl's 8 years old. Look what you guys all did. This came in today.
You made TikTok. A little girl's dream come true of being a crowned beauty queen. That's awesome.
Look at, she's 8 years old, so this will fit her. This is all from TikTok. This is where my money goes, and I help sponsor.
Pay it forward.
Yep, and her pink crown is coming in. She doesn't know this yet. And then the people from VH2 TV Network, they are actually getting her an amazing dress. So this is because of you TikTokers. Look what you did for me. And then we have another one once a month. If maybe it's a single mom that would like to get her daughter in pageants, or maybe, you know, you've got a teenager that would love to be a reporter with me. This is your chance, TikTokers. You can nominate somebody once a week. And look what you did. This is for the Little Miss Preteen Wisconsin. She's 8 years old. You did this for me and for them. And her crown, I'll wait for next week, and then I'm going to box it up, and then I'm going to send it to her, and then she's going to make a video for all the TikTokers.
Yes.
So I just have to show that. It's just gorgeous. Little Miss Preteen Princess is so amazing. And Lisa, so what else do you have to talk about? We have, Holly Forever is sending more TikToks. Thank you,
Yay,
Holly. That's
going
to go
Holly.
To the next little girl that or the teenager that wants to be a reporter with us.
Well, I am still with Captain Rusty's Seafood Dips, and we have many doors opening, and I have been very, very, very blessed by the St. Petersburg community. Stan Arthur did an amazing thing to help me out of a situation that, you know, was a situation. And when I say all of St. Pete got together and helped me, I have no words for the generosity of strangers. And when I say that I love St. Pete, I love the people. Stan Arthur, Dan from Pesky Pelican, when things really hit the fan and there was no toilet paper, there was no food, there was no water, Dan from mm-hmm. the Pesky Pelican closed, you know, he had to close, but he opened up and became a farmer's market where he got everything at his cost through his wholesalers and, you know, chicken breasts and vegetables and he really, gloves and masks, and he really, really helped the community. And Stan Arthur, you know, and the I Love St. Pete Facebook page, many times in the morning, you know, I'd get up, have coffee, and I haven't watched the news, honestly. I have not watched
Me
the
neither.
News since this happened. The only way I know anything's going on, like, oh, we had a hurricane coming or a tropical storm. I had no idea until somebody said, do you know there's a tropical storm coming? I said, nope, I'm only on Facebook. So if it doesn't show up in my feed, I don't watch the news. But Stan literally was, as far as I'm concerned, kept this community, downtown St. Pete, Largo, Seminole, kept us in control. He updated where to get supplies, who was open, who wasn't, and was pretty much the voice, I say the voice of reason, to where I wasn't as worried as, mm-hmm. I know that COVID is bad. I get that. You know, I have my own opinions about things, and I don't disrespect, or your opinion doesn't make you wrong. It's mm-hmm. just we can agree to disagree on certain things. But when I say thank you, Stan Arthur, thank you, Dan from the Pesky Pelican, and all of the other places that literally have stayed open, have done what they could. You know, 6 foot, you know, people were putting tables in the parking spaces in front of, you know, Central Avenue restaurants because they couldn't open. And, you know, I've talked to many, many people, and I've been very blessed to have, you know, certain circumstances in my life. But there are a lot of people that emotionally can't handle this. And mm-hmm. those who already have, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, this being locked in your house makes things just harder for those people. And we need to check on them. We need to text them. We need to give them a call and just say, hey, you know, are you okay? Because people will say they're okay, but I've learned, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. I literally had to hold myself back in the Bank of America on 22nd Avenue on Saturday when a young girl, because her debit card got declined 3 times at the Best Buy right around the corner, she was cursing at the teller saying, I'm going to take my bleep in business and blah, blah, blah. And she's getting angry at somebody who has nothing to do with her account. And only because I have a feeling with her attitude, she would have definitely opened her mouth and maybe even, you know, did something to the next level. And, oh, she doesn't want to get in my treehouse. Not right now. That's all I can say. So God stopped me. But I literally apologized and I told the teller, if you, she was 30 seconds more, I was fixing to step in and tell her, you better knock it off. Everybody out there in Walmarts, Targets, wherever, a lot of these people have been working when they could have stayed home and collected a check. Mm-hmm. And you need to treat them with respect regardless of how you're feeling. I think it has really shown the true colors of the human race, watching people hoard stuff and be greedy. Well, you reap what you sow. Right. And I'm seeing that now, that people who were just not nice, things are getting worse for them. And I pray for them. I don't wish that. But as a community, we have to stick together because we're all we have.
Well, there are some notes that I want to give. I've done some research. Of course, you know, Beaming Hope Church has a food bank that's on. Explain Sundays. That, and then I'm going to explain another one as well.
Yeah, Sunday, you come to church and you leave with groceries, and also we have clothes. So, you know, you're hungry, you need clothes. I know that there's many places that still are giving, I know the Boys and Girls Club give food for the children, you know, up to, I guess, high school. And also, I know that there's many churches that do drive-up.
There is.
Pantries,
and if you actually want to know about another one in Clearwater, which was fabulous, somebody told me about for somebody, and they just give you, I'm talking boxes and boxes of food every Wednesday and Friday. And I'll have to give that, it's a disclosure, but I'll have to give that information if you actually want to go to any of our social media, Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, or text 727-871-7788. We'll give you that information. It's pretty amazing. So anyways, yeah, so Bobby's here today.
I am. Hello, hello.
Hi, he's our producer.
Yes.
Can we talk about the ice rink? Because I'm still looking for the spot. But
yes, there's a Clearwater ice arena that did open up. Of course, I love to figure skate. Oh, my God.
We still have to go. I'm just scared about my fanny at 49 on the ice. That doesn't sound promising.
I'm hitting that rink this next week, and I'll tell you, yeah, it's the Clearwater Ice Arena.
I'll look for that.
Yeah, cool. So we want to shout them out as well because we're working out some amazing opportunities to go and cool off. It's very humid out there. It's like sauna.
Look at my hair. If I don't scream Chia Man, I don't know what does
Indiana.
Right now. Yeah, this curly, and I love that people in the street go, is that your real hair? I want to go, no. I literally take this wig off and I this is heavy. And those who have curly hair who can sympathize with me, I'm not complaining because I don't think I'll ever be bald. Nobody in my family, the ladies, have lost their hair into their 80s. But it is hot. It is humid, and I will have a certain look inside the house. And as soon as I walk outside and that Florida humidity hits my hair, it's like poof. And that's it.
That's why I have hats. I have tons of hats, but they're
all... Try to fit this in a hat. Have you seen it in a hat yet? That's what I thought. Yeah, hats.
We want to thank Mrs. Indiana again. She actually is sending more TikToks, and we want to thank her for that. And for those of you joining on TikTok, we are live. Dawn Reese 3 is my number. And I'm having a bunch of fun with that. I'm putting a lot of interviews up. Actually, I just put Kirstie Alley's up from a little bit ago. Kelly Preston. I have some really fun videos, especially today.
You need to upload all of your stuff because I like when you start going through old interviews.
Oh my
that you
God.
Have, and all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, ping. She's like, oh my gosh, look what I found. So, you
know. Well, today.
And it's really amazing. I mean, not that you aren't amazing, but it's just to see. Like I said, every time I see Kim Coates on TV, I'm like, I got a kiss from that man that they didn't get on camera. But then when they got close again, it's just like...
She got to meet, being a talk show host with me and a co-host.
Being a reporter. Mm-hmm.
And a reporter. And that's what happens, you know. And I want to talk about that too, Lisa, because our guest didn't show up today. But that's okay because sometimes it happens and they're in traffic and they say, I'm sorry, I didn't get your message till later. And we haven't had a chance just to chat with everybody. And let everybody know on TikTok if you want a shout out, you know what to do, and let me know because that will go to another gifter next month. This I have to show this again because it's so adorable. This is what all the TikTok money went to, a little girl in Wisconsin. She's going to be our little Miss Preteen Wisconsin. She's 8 years old, and this is where what we do. We give back with the money that comes in from TikTok. So just to let you know, we are live on 6 stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, and I have beauty queen reporters and reporters worldwide.
Yes.
So, and Lisa's been one of our Miss Latino.
Latina International Reporter. Carter.
Yes, and she has a beautiful sash and crown.
I do.
And we have so many other ladies. And then what we do is I actually have a half-hour beauty queen special during the next month. And at the end of the month, we have our reporters. They call in, and then I shut the mics off, and then they take over the show. So that could happen to you out there as well.
Right. And I'll be doing mine here live.
Coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, my 30-minute special because of right now of, you know, COVID and not really working out, which is not the excuse for, you know, not working out. But hey, I'll use COVID like everybody else.
I've got a treadmill in my stuff. I'm watching movies and sweating in my patio.
I wish. All my friends that are out there that have, you know, bicycles that I see them use as, yeah, Captain Rusty at the shop in Laredo, Florida. There it is, what do you call it, like where you hang all your clothes.
Right.
Yeah. And I laugh. I'm like, that's just sitting there. Do you use it? He's like, nope. I'm like, well, I need to take it home and sit.
Heck
but
yeah.
I'm probably going to do the same thing and make it a laundry, you know, basket. But the show is called What's Going On? And it's geared to, you know, I've got Jared from the Red Lady Rum Punch. He's going to be here. I've got a few other people I'm talking to.
Which is really fun. Why don't you pull up that song?
I remember.
Rum Punch.
Yes.
Yeah, Rum Punch by Ray Parker Jr.
And we need to get back in touch with him.
We will, because actually we have now a production company, VH2 TV Network.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing a lot of their celebrity interviews as well out of Atlanta. So I'm very excited about that. But they also have a full service production company that we maybe can do. Because when I called, you know, Ray Parker Jr., I had no idea who he was until he called me back. And then we hooked him up with the Rum Lady Rum Punch. Oh, my gosh.
Red Lady Rum Punch, right.
Oh, this song is amazing. If you go to YouTube and put in Rum Punch by Ray Parker Jr.
It's amazing how it's sound. It's his whole idea.
Everything goes together.
It's the weirdest thing, how you met him at an event. And then boom.
And we hooked them up together. And we'll be right back.
Yes.
Let's get some music drive time.
We'll be back.
I was on a beach in Negril thinking to myself, what do I do? Then the waiter handed me a rum punch and said, here, try something new. No worries, juice it and loosen up. Pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch, put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita with a new senorita. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
How's your life? Maybe it's a like mine. Stress and pressure all the time. Does it seem the more that you do, the further you get behind? Could it be the undercompensation, or worse, the no appreciation? Either way, follow me and I'll show you how to make it right. Just pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch and put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita and a new senorita. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
How's your love life? Hope it ain't like mine. If it is, that would be a real crime. Don't go there, don't lose your mind. We're here to party and have a good time. If your lover stays out all night, comes home the next day just to pick another fight, then you and me are just about alike. So let me show you how to make it right. Just pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
And And we're back. Again, that's Ray Parker Jr. And that was with the Lady Rum Punch. They're going to actually do a music video together. We at Hollywood Connections. Yes. I hooked them up. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah. And hopefully now that the establishments are open, I spoke with Jared and said, look, you know, a friend of mine's friend who's a mixologist made a drink called the V with the punch, and it was amazing. So he said, I'm naming it after you, Lisa V. I'm going to call it the V. And I was like, oh, hey,
nice.
I have a drink named after me now. That means I got to partake. I'm just kidding, Pastor
Nice.
Joe.
Nice.
Pastor Joe is probably listening now. Hi, Pastor Joe.
We're going to get on the phone just in 1 second with our VIP caller. And also, too, is, you know, I want to talk about being a beauty queen reporter with me. This next year, you get a half a year free.
Yes.
And so you have a sash and crown, but you have to audition. Here's the deal. We put you in so many events, and we're so excited because you'd have 2021 on your sash. You have to audition first how to be a beauty queen reporter. Tell me what you want to do. Who do you want to interview? Send in your video, and then our team will go through who we think would be a good fit for us. Now, there are some things, of course, Lisa knows you have to get. The tripod, the iRig microphone, everything that goes into being a reporter. Now, here's a cool deal. The International Christian Film Festival is also actually taking off this next month. They actually hired me to go into their university to teach a reporter's workshop. So I'm stoked about this. And then guess what? My people.
Can I be there interviewing you?
Well, you can.
Yeah. Well, I'll take the class.
After the class, all of them will be on the red carpet of next year's Christian Film Festival, which is phenomenal.
And it was really... It was great. I mean, Lou Gossett Jr. got inducted to the Hall of Fame. I mean, the fact, you know, and I got there and then I was trying to get with him and then they're like, no more interviews. I wanted to walk up to him and say, mayonnaise. Remember how you used to be mayo because it was the,
Well, Lou Gossett Jr., I did a video on TikTok and I want to thank, here we go, we're live shout outs on the air. Rich126 sent a TikTok. Thank you so much. We actually met Lou Gossett Jr. in Fort Lauderdale at the film festival. When I went over to him and to interview him, he said to me, you're in the family. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you work with the Brown family, because I was James Brown's entertainment reporter. And you're like, "What did Mr. Brown, I feel good. Why did he need a reporter? Well, he had a magazine called Truth, and I wrote for the magazine. And I took it in the schools with an artist named Little J from Hollywood Records and Disney and found out how to make an artist number one. And the girl that's calling in right now on the phone, we're going to play her music. And I found her on TikTok. But also, too, is stay tuned because we've got Buddy Weinstead. He has got a major recording studio. We're going to be doing auditions, and he's got a music show coming up.
I hope I can work with him.
Well, we're going to do that as well. And then we also have VH2 TV Network that they are looking for indie artists as well, and also comics.
Well, there I am, and since I'm single and have no reason to stay anywhere, because, you know, cooking for one really stinks.
She is single, so we're going to do a dating show.
I'm not single because I'm crazy. I'm single because I like projects, obviously. Look at this hair. I like projects. Oh, wait, it's the bicep show. 49, look at that. Go ahead. Some people can't even look. I'm sorry. Had to. But seriously, I have no problem traveling. I have a friend, Michael, in Atlanta, which I would love. He was actually with the new Harry's wife. I forgot her name. Megan.
Okay.
He actually was in a episode of, I want to say, don't quote me, Michael, if I'm wrong. It's either Law and Order something, but he is actually, he opens the door and Megan is, you know, dressed in, you know, her lingerie and she's getting out of the bed and he's answering the door. And I'm like, oh my gosh, well, who knew? Like, you don't know who you're working with who one day.
Well, I'll tell you, the virtual auditions that are coming in is amazing. It's amazing what's happening in the talent industry. And we have those agents for you and that's it. So let's go to our caller.
Yes.
And hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
I'm there. Well, you're so funny. I popped on your live feed one night, and then I said, you know, I'm on radio, and you're probably like, yeah, sure, Dawn.
You hear that all the time.
So,
yes, totally.
And where are you? Are you in California?
Yes, I'm in California, Northern California, in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
So you're, what, 4 hours difference?
Yeah. Well, three and a half.
About three?
Well, California,
it's 6:35 now. What time is it?
3 hours there.
About 3:30.
Okay. 3:30. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, so I saw this beautiful, talented young gal, and I'm like, okay, so I have to ask you a question. Do you have an agent? Can I get your music on? And we have this show, and this is to actually feature TikTokers around the world. And tell everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell everybody your TikTok name.
It is Elsa, E L S A.
Elsa?
Elsa Inspire. That's my URL for TikTok. Elsa. That's like my URL for everywhere.
Elsa Inspire. That's adorable.
That's great.
And how long have you been singing?
And Lisabeth is my artist name. I've been singing for 3 years. I mean, I've been singing for all my life since I was 6 years old, but I started making my own music 4 years ago.
And how long have you been on TikTok?
On TikTok, I've been for a year. Actually, it was since last July, because I got a paid partnership through Instagram.
Okay.
Where I'm also Elsa Inspired. So the paid partnership to feature to be a TikTok partner.
Oh.
It was a 30-day program where I have to post one video a day.
Interesting.
And so, yeah.
And Dawn's been posting 10 a day. So, hey, we got to get her in that program.
Wow, that's amazing. The song that we have, two songs you sent. The first song, what is it called?
It's Freaky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play that song, and we'll be right back to talk to you about it. Okay, stay tuned. New artist that I found on TikTok. Playing her music right now. 106.1 FM in the heat. So we have a lot of film directors, producers, agents, casting directors watching our show as well. And that was amazing. So
yes.
Thank you.
Let's play another quick song of yours. And the second song is called what?
Ahead of the Rest.
Okay, let's go to that second song. We're gonna feature her tonight, a TikToker from TikTok Land from California. We'll be right back.
Just go. With emotions, I try to reach the sky. Live this life with devotion and no lie. You hold my hand forever.
to reach the sky.
And we're back, and that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Now, have you been airplayed on the radio before?
Yes, I've been.
Okay, and do you have an agent or manager working with you?
No. I'm an independent artist, but I'm looking for.
Okay, well, I'm going to be sending this show. Actually, it'll be on rerun tonight up on my YouTube, on my actual TikTok account. It'll be uploaded as well as Tan Talk Radio Network. We're live on there, and you can actually share everything that we're doing. So it's fabulous. We want to thank you so much for being our featured TikToker singer, and I will definitely get in touch with you. I'll be sending this to VH2.tv. Network, and they're going to get some feedback, and we're also going to put you on the show with Buddy Winesett. He's a producer and doing a music show. Yeah, and there's some more surprises. It just depends on what they're looking for and what they may talk to you about. So,
look forward to that.
Yay! Okay, sounds good. And we gave you a shout out on TikTok as well. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much. All right.
Awesome. God bless you.
Day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So I think she's almost 20. I think 18 or 20, which is amazing. And I find so much talent on TikTok.
Well, the gentleman got signed by Creed Warner, didn't he?
We had one of the guys. He was on here, Super Dave. He actually hooked him up with a record label. He's actually going to be recording in Georgia this month.
Wow.
I know. This is so fun.
It's really Hollywood Connections really connects people. I mean, I'm in a movie. I laugh that, you know, I was a model for, you know, HSN, which is hilarious on so many levels, because if you would have told me at 49 I'd be a singer, an actress, a beauty queen, also a reporter, I would have said you need to stop drinking and intervention time, because that doesn't happen. And the way that we became associated literally was through God, through the church, that I had no idea was going to literally make my life so much better. I mean, Beaming Hope Church, 11,110th Avenue in Largo is just, when I say a church that loves everybody, come on and, you know, be ready, because everybody I've brought there, the Spirit hits them. I tell people a few days before you come to church with me, talk to God, and if my pastor doesn't say, somebody needs to hear this and say the answer to your...
Very powerful.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Also, I want to thank Kelly Turner. She's watching us live on Facebook. Hold on, Kelly. I got to get my glasses. Love to come to your show, and from the West Coast. I work with so many reputable agents, can help find talent. I know I've seen you doing a lot of stuff, Kelly. That's amazing. And understand what the heck they're doing, how to audition, VIP membership. And she gets a lot of auditions for people. We also have Art Smith Jr. watching, and Cassie Jenkins also with the Soap Opera Land, that we're working on another big soap opera event coming up. That was fun
to
too.
Meet people that, I mean, like I said, it was so great. And Stacy Hudwick? Yes, I can't say her last name. Yeah. She just was the nicest.
Well, if you go to, there's two events. Cassie called me today. There's one coming up in September we're working on. And then the other one is actually go to Facebook, put in Soap This. And then the Soap Stars right now in California, I heard that they're putting a lot of production on hold. So they want to come to these events and meet and greet their fans. So Patty and Barbie.
Well, they have the time, because.
Exactly.
Right.
So that might have a chance. Go to Soap This on Facebook as well. So, we're working on some great things. I have some great news. I was supposed to go to the World Tourism Pageant System this year. It's going virtual. Then I really talked about it to my husband. He goes, well, I was planning a trip to go to Tennessee and see all the downtown and the, you know, opera. And but anyways, I talked to Terry and I said, I'm going to just actually go in next year. So she's going to give me Miss Florida United States, or Miss Florida USA.
Well, that's my
fun thing. I'm not going to go in the virtual this year. But because I'm more of a live person.
Me too. Well, The Voice, they sent me an email saying, hi, you know, we're going to have virtual auditions and this is what you need to do. And, you know, I hope I'm not missing my shot, but I want to be there. I mean, that's the whole thing is to watch people. And I know that, you know, my outfit choice, I was dressed very nice, but you can't. You can't sing Janis Joplin in a dress.
Well, here's the thing, Lisa. Next year, because I just put this on TikTok as well. It's under the... I put a little video, and I put it on Facebook, but the International Christian Film Festival. You can send in your video for best artist, best producer, best movie, best this, best that, best talk show host. That's what I was up for.
Best talk show co-host.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. But we put the show in, but we need a really wow. And if we have to go to Atlanta to our production company and film this, we will have an amazing wow intro. And that you've got to really step over your limit and really come up with a wow presentation. And I didn't really do that this last year. I just sent in the show. So there was no big wow. That's only on our red carpet events that we do. Which I did find out the Sunscreen Film Festival will be coming up in September.
Yay!
They moved it. So that's coming up. And there's a lot of celebrities that come to this one.
Yes, John Travolta's been to them a few times, Sunscreen, correct?
Exactly.
Yes,
and Jacob, if you're watching, I send it to your Instagram, the direct number to my engineer, if you have a chance to give us a short call.
Yes.
That would be great. Also, too, is we have some other things that are happening in the entertainment industry for singers as well. I do have the official email from America's Got Talent. Remember, she was on the air.
Oh, that's right.
And she said, anybody that has talent, of course, if you are a pro and you're a singer, then you really can't do the America's Got Talent. You really need to, if you're brand new and you're trying to get out there. But if somebody is interested, please get in touch with the station, leave your number here, and we will continue and follow up with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I say we really connect people, Dawn knows pretty much everybody. And you do get connected. It's just you got to stay on it. And when she gives you directions, you need to follow them and not do what you want to do.
Well, we also, you know, I want to thank, we have somebody that's in the film industry as well. Me and Sue Greenberg, she's our Miss Country USA. She's got something called Elliot's Tales.
Yes.
And we started to do something at her barn. So we actually will have some funding coming in for a movie at the end of the year. They're kind of waiting on everything. And so we have a producer writing the script. It'll start soon. And it's about Elliot, which is really fun. And if you go to YouTube and put in Elliot's Story Tales, it's up there. It's adorable for children.
Yes.
She's got two children's books and a horse and everything as well.
And Elliot is amazing. I mean, you know, it was great when the news channel, was it Channel 8?
Yeah.
That was there. I mean, it was just really neat because, you know, he does, and it was funny because the mom is right next to the stall of Elliot's, and Elliot was acting up. And even though mom's in the stall, her head popped out, and she was like trying to get his attention, like, you know, stop it.
Was just at her barn a couple weeks ago. Jeffrey, oh my God, Jeff. I sent you a message and did not get your message until now. Jeff was supposed to be at the station tonight.
Oh, hey,
and
Jeff.
I had a surprise for you. Yes, my co-host Lisa saying hi.
Hi, Jeff.
And I love what you're doing. You're so funny. And we were waiting for you to come. I'm like, where's Jeff? Where's Jeff? I sent you our number and the directions, but we'll get you on again.
Yes.
I know if we're back in town, we only have 10 minutes left of the show.
It goes by so fast.
It does. It does. And then we'll be doing some more specials coming up. And again, if you'd like to audition to be a reporter for me, it doesn't have to be in Florida. It can be, we had them in the UK. Mm-hmm. We have our Hollywood reporter in Hollywood, Florida. We have our reporter that works with the World Tourism Pageant. She is up over there in Sacramento, California. So if you even hold the title of another pageant system, we have to talk to your director.
Right.
You still have an audition for me, and then you can get a media ID as well, which is really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The media ID does get you into places, and sometimes these events, it's $1,000 just to sponsor in and get a table, and the table's like 4 feet long. So when I say, you definitely get more than what I bargained for out of, I mean, I'm in a movie.
Crazy. Right now we're doing Zoom with the Tampa Bay Film Society. We played that commercial and Ellen runs that. And these are all local film directors that come together. So if you want to get into TV and film, Jeff, you need to be at the next meeting coming up.
Jeff.
When we get the meeting going, it's usually at the Holiday Inn in Oldsmar, but now they're doing
Tuesdays,
live.
Right?
Tuesday, but they're not giving that okay yet to go. And then we have Women in Film with Bobby Hill, casting director. And Bobby Hill, actually, I hooked them up with Michael Givens. My guest speaker is from Georgia, and he's doing live Zoom classes for acting. But he did Celestian Prophecy, Coyote Ugly, I mean, thousands of commercials, michaelgivens.com. And so, text Bobby, I'm like, Bobby, where's my credits? Where's my credits? I Nancy McBride, where's my credits? I sent you this person.
Right. Where's this little bit of thank you for sending me
Thank you,
person?
Dawn Reese, for sending our VIP guest.
We're going to I'm gonna invent some sort of card like you've been Don Reese'd, so that way they, you know, a little magic wand. Yes, exactly.
We'll keep a supply of them here at the station.
Exactly.
They'll just be up here on the board, and I'll just fling them to people.
Fling them out. Everybody walk in. You've been Don Reese'd.
Yes, we also have the VIRALVISCO sent a couple TikToks to us.
Yay.
So shout out live. You can actually see the show back on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and we'll be doing more shout outs on the shows and specials as well. So anything else, Lisa? We have 5 minutes.
We do. We have 5 minutes.
And you're going to sing in about three.
I'm going to sing in about three. But I promise you, I apologize for messing up earlier the glare off my glasses, and only because we all know, everybody knows the first verse of America the Beautiful, but then there's so many different versions that have the paragraphs, you know, they're so as I turn, the glare from these lights at the, you know.
Hey, that's okay.
Any doctors out there that want a guinea pig for LASIK surgery, like the eye, I'm there. I'll go live. You can show my eyeballs, fix them, because this glasses stuff is totally
Wait,
ridiculous.
I started out the show saying song a sing.
Song a sing.
Sing
song,
a song.
Song a sing. No, sing a song. So, like,
yeah, I think we're waiting for Jacob to call in. I don't know if he got my Instagram message.
Yeah, and if anybody wants, you can call TikTokers. You can call in. Local 727-441-3000.
But not today.
Toll free.
Because it's like we have, like, you have to sing.
Well, I cannot sing if we have callers.
Wait, is that
That's
Jacob?
Okay.
That is Jacob.
We have Jacob's
we
on.
Have
I have to sing.
We have
Jacob's on.
Hi, Jacob. Make sure we're not on speaker. You're live on six stations.
Yay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, so make sure we're not on speaker. So Jacob, tell us about your TikTok and your live when you go live.
Yeah, I am.
Right. So you go live on TikTok. What is your live feeds about?
My live feed is basically just to have fun and show everyone. I show everyone how to have a good time and just have fun on TikTok.
You got my back because you're like, Dawn, get rid of this person. Get rid of this person. I'm like, thank you, Jacob. And how old are you?
You're welcome. I'm 19.
19 years old. Where are you from?
Dallas, PA.
Where?
Dallas, PA.
Dallas.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Did you say Dallas, Pennsylvania, or am I making that up?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, you did.
There's a Dallas, Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that.
Before.
Look, you just taught me something, Jacob. 49, I just found out there's a Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Well, and you know what, Jacob? I just found out. No, there's a lady I was watching in the South. Beautiful wraparound porch. I forgot her name. I wanted to shout her out. And I was watching her this morning, and she was telling me that TikTok, you can actually do a video reply to someone's video, Lisa.
I didn't know that.
You can put, it's like share. Did you know that, Jacob?
I kind of did, but I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, well, you're adorable, and give everybody your TikTok name so they can follow you, because this show goes on and on and on.
Yes, the TikTok turns.
My TikTok username is Jacob, or J-A-C-O-B.
Right.
Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, 0 on TikTok.
There you go. Jacob Calkins, 0 is on the air with us. He's on our live feed right now. Thank you so much, Jacob, for calling in. If anybody's in Clearwater, you can maybe be featured at the station or have your own half-hour show with us.
Right. You can.
Under Hollywood Connections.
It's really awesome.
Like an introductory offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come hang out with Dawn Reese and Lisa V. There you go.
Jacob, we only have a few minutes left. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for looking out for everybody on TikTok.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. I want to talk to these so much longer. So, you know, I got to get a big sponsor for the TikTokers.
Well,
you know?
I know there's somebody out there that definitely is on TikTok. So, hey, TikTokers out there, if you can hear me, TikTokers.
Well, Lisa, wait, you're not on my live feed, but what is your TikTok name?
The Real Lisa V.
The Real Lisa V. And, okay, I did a little video with Mama Ali, and we're going to go to your singing.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, and so Mama Ali, number 8, she was married to the Muhammad Ali, was the former wife, and she's on TikTok.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Well, the last guy that was here auditioned for her. Mm. She's doing a movie, and I think he'd be great. Oh. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I can do Lucy. I can do Ricky. I can do anybody.
But right now, you're going to do some music before we go.
I am going to do some music.
Thank you so much. And if you'd like to be a beauty queen reporter with me or a reporter all over the world, please text our production company at 727-871-7788. Now, if you're on TikTok, please go to my YouTube page and my Instagram, and you can put your digital business card up there. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You got to see this. You can make money at this. It's like a mini website. It's fabulous. Fabulous. All right, Dawn Reese 3 on TikTok. Lisa, take it away.
All right.
And we'll see you next Monday. And then I'll do some specials as well during the week. Bye, everybody.
Everybody,
God bless
be
you.
Be safe.
Okay, Lisa's going to sing, and I'm just going to...
I'm sure going to try.
She's going to try.
This is made by Adele, Make You Feel My Love.
All right.
This hair, though.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there's no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. Go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.